网友朋友们大家好，欢迎做客影音时尚口语。今天我们来听最后一段罗丹岛之恋。Nicholas Sparks 的作品结局当中呢，皆大欢喜的不多，常常是相爱的人最后天人永隔，但种在彼此心中的爱意却将成为终生的动力，鼓舞活着的人继续以积极健康的心态继续生活下去。罗丹岛之恋也不例外。 Paul 为了帮助儿子抢救药品，被埋在了泥沙之中，悲痛的 Adrian 数日里不言不语，而此时一直叛逆的女儿 Amanda 扛起了一切。
Thank you. Look, I've been wanting to explain to you, but I don't think...
You don't think that I can handle it. Because in your mind, I'm still just a little girl. But I'm not. Man, I know stuff. Like what happened with you and Dad. He told me about how he hurt you.And all that time that I was so mean to you. I'm really sorry. But I do know what happens. I do. So you can tell me.
While your father and I were apart, I met a man. I know you've only ever known your father and me. And I love Jack because he's your father. But there's another kind of love, Amanda. One that gives you the courage to be better than you are, not less than you are.One that makes you feel that anything is possible. I want you to know that you can have that. I want you to hold out for it. I want you to know that you deserve it. You hear me?
Tell me about him. You made this for him?
I was going to give it to him.
One that gives you the courage to be better than you are, not less than you are. 因为爱，我们想要改变，想要变得更好，几乎是所有 Nicholas Sparks 作品的精髓所在。Paul 改变了， Adrian 改变了， Amanda 也改变了。Adrian 告诉自己的女儿，她可以得到那种高尚的爱恋，并希望孩子将来能够 hold out for it. Hold out for, 一个固定短语，它表示坚持得到，坚持要求。再比如这个例子， Suitors settle for what is on offer now, even if plumper or shorter than the ideal, rather than hold out for the perfect partner. 求婚者可能会勉强地接受近在眼前的对象，而不愿执着地追求完美的伴侣，即使对方身形丰腴或者体格矮小，远非理想。在电影的最后， Adrian 带着两个孩子又一次来到罗丹岛，虽然斯人不在，但曾深爱曾深深被爱的过往将一直陪着 Adrian 勇敢地生活下去。好了，告别美丽的罗丹岛，下期我们继续一起听电影学英语。And I was set free.